Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Me, and welcome to Podmas Day 23. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're having a very good day and really good Saturday, day before Christmas Eve. What the heck? How are we this close to Christmas Eve? This is crazy. 1 day till Christmas Eve, 2 days till Christmas. I cannot wait. I'm very excited. But yeah, something I love about Podmas is the ability it gives me to experiment with episodes, maybe do some more like game, fun, play type episodes that I don't tend to do during the regular season very much. Sometimes I do, but other times I don't. And one of the things that y'all love about Podmas is doing a this or that episode. So I decided today will be my fun weekend, listen to it while you're wrapping Christmas presents. Seriously, if you are doing that, if you're listening to it while you're baking cookies or wrapping Christmas presents or any of that, let me know, because that would be so fun for me to know, because I really like to be a part of y'all's Christmas traditions, you know? I just really do. I really want to find a way to work this podcast into, like, the traditions of, like, every family in America. I'm not even close. But, yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, I just thought this would be a very fun episode to do. I have, as usual, the Mahogany Balsam Bath & Body Works candle just going while I'm recording this episode. Honestly, it occurred to me today that I have had this candle burning for like a majority of my episodes during Podmas, and I thought, wouldn't that be fun either if I kept burning this candle, if I only burn it during Podmas like episodes, like throughout the years, and I just saved it for that, or if every December I bought myself a new candle, a new like Christmassy candle to burn for that year's Podmas episodes. I don't know. I think that would be a very fun tradition on the podcast to have a Podmas candle for each year, but I kind of like the idea of saving this candle and not burning it until I record Podmas episodes. I don't know, but anyway, that would mean I would have to stop burning it in like a few days, so I'm not sure I like that idea anymore, but anyway, I digress. Yeah, this episode is gonna be very fun. But before we jump into the episode, I do want to say, if you have been liking Podmas, please rate this episode, give the podcast a review, subscribe, share it on social media. Just let me know that you like it, because it does take a lot of work, and I really love to see y'all listening to the episodes on social media. And yeah, and if you're not following me, I have a Facebook page, I have an Instagram page, I have a Pinterest, I have a Twitter, whatever. So go follow me on social media. I just don't plug that a lot. I don't plug my social media. I don't plug like, oh, leave a review. So if you feel so inclined, before we get started with this episode, please leave me a review, a rating, subscribe to the show, share it with a friend, all of that. Thank you. All right. So I gathered some this or that Christmas questions online, and then I'm going to answer a couple of them. So let's start off with the first one. The first question is salted caramel hot cocoa or peppermint hot cocoa? Okay, so my family and I think I've said this in past Podmas episodes, but my family and I love spiked hot chocolate. Like, we just really enjoy doing that. And so sometimes we'll do like butterscotch schnapps, other times we'll do like peppermint schnapps. So I kind of get the like salted caramel hot chocolate vibe. But I would say probably peppermint hot cocoa for Christmas, because I mean, peppermint and chocolate, you just can't go wrong. Like, and I'm not saying like it is spiked, like it's not spiked, but yeah, I really enjoy peppermint hot chocolate. It's just classic. It's classic for a reason, you know? All right, next question, baking cookies or baking cupcakes? Normally, like throughout the year, I would say baking cupcakes, because I really like cupcakes, but for Christmas, I gotta say baking cookies. I really enjoy baking cookies too. So yeah, I'll just say baking cookies, I guess. Yeah. Christmas away or Christmas at home? We don't tend, my family and I, don't tend to do Christmas away. I really don't remember any time that we have not been at home, like Christmas Day. We used to go to Nashville a lot, like right after Christmas. But I would say Christmas at home, because I really, really like waking up and seeing like the beautifully lit Christmas tree and just being in my own bed and just being like, oh, I know what to expect. Like, I don't know. I sound so not adventurous with that sentence. But I don't know, there's just something about Christmas at home. Not to say I wouldn't appreciate a Christmas away, but there's just, I mean, Christmas, there are reasons why there's always like Christmas songs about going home for the holidays and I'll be home for Christmas and all of that. People just like a sense of home during Christmas time, and I am one of them. Our next question, playing games or watching movies? Honestly, I don't know, because I tend to watch more movies than I do play games during Christmas, but I feel like playing games could come up with like better memories, but I don't really do that very often. Like we did play LCR at my office's Christmas party last year, and that was super fun, but with my family and just generally throughout the season, I just watch Christmas movies more often. It's like one I'm trying to choose for potential and one I'm trying to choose because I know what it is and I like it. So I'm just gonna choose I know what it is and I like it, and that's watching Christmas movies. But you see my point about playing games. Like it could be a lot of fun and it could be great, but I just don't do it. All right, hosting Christmas or visiting others? Because it's like if you host Christmas, you kind of get more of a say of like how the Christmas is going to go. But if you visit others, you don't really have to host, you know? But I really like hosting, so I probably would say hosting. Yeah, I'd probably say hosting. Yeah. Although I wouldn't mind visiting others, it wouldn't make me upset or anything. All right, next question, Christmas nails or Christmas makeup? Christmas makeup, because I want to. I don't know. Christmas makeup because I feel like that's more fun for me to do. And Christmas nails, like, I don't know. What am I going to do? A red? Like, I mean, I could do sparkles. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't really matter to me as much. But Christmas makeup, like, I will do a red lip. And that's going to be, like, what I'm going to do for my Christmas makeup. So it's like, could I have nails and a red lip? I would do that. But I think I have to choose Christmas makeup because, you know, it's gonna be fun. All right, mulled wine or hot chocolate? I gotta say mulled wine. Yeah, because it's, to me, that's very Christmassy. Because sometimes I'll have hot chocolate throughout the year, actually, like during the winter, but not really just because of Christmas time. But mulled wine, I really have because of Christmas time. So it's gotta be mulled wine, right? Yeah. All right, tinsel or ribbon? I don't do a lot of tinsel, even though it's shiny. So I guess ribbon, but it depends, like in what context. On the tree, probably tinsel. On a present, probably ribbon. But probably ribbon, because that's actually what I use. But I like the idea of tinsel, which it seems very on brand for me to be like some tinsel lover, but I just don't use tinsel like at all, like ever. Like I really don't think I've used tinsel ever, to be honest. So maybe I need to change that. I don't know. All right, table setting plan or sit where you like? Probably just sit where you like because like I think a table setting, like a plan with place cards and whatever, like it might seem fun and fancy and like you have it together, but it's a lot of pressure to be like, okay, well, who's gonna sit next to who? And like, is this gonna look weird? Or, you know, is it boy, girl? Or is it like, okay, these people probably get along a little bit better, so we're gonna place them? Or, oh, these people don't really know each other, so let's try and introduce them. Like, it's a lot of pressure when you start thinking about it. And so I'd just be like, sit wherever you want. And if it's awkward, that's because you chose it and not because I decided, okay, here's where you're gonna sit. Oops, this is weird. My bad, you know? To probably just sit where you like. I don't really know, besides the fact that my brothers are left-handed and probably need to sit like on a corner where they're not elbowing anybody, like that would be the only awkward part. But then again, I wouldn't have to get that, like, I wouldn't have to think about that because other people would need to think about it for themselves. I guess it's like one less thing for me to worry about. So probably just sit where you like, you know? Even though I really like the idea of a name card, I could be like, hey everyone, pick a name card and then just set it wherever you want to sit. But then that's kind of weird. So I guess name cards are out the window. All right, open gifts one by one or open gifts at the same time. Okay, so my family does it two ways. So if my mom or dad gets, or both, or Santa gets me and my sisters something that is similar, we will all have that thing, and they'll be like, okay, open, and we'll open the present. together. Like, if we all get, like, you know, socks, or not that they would give us socks, I don't know. Like, if we all get a pair of slippers or something, we'll all open it together and be like, oh my gosh, like, you know, because it's not like, okay, Amelia Rose, you open your slippers. Okay, everyone knows it's slippers. All right, Sophie, you gotta open the same thing. Oh, it's slippers again. You know, like, we're not gonna do that. But if we have separate gifts that are not the same or similar or whatever, we'll open it one by one. So I guess I would rather it one by one, I guess. I don't really know. Probably. Yeah, I'm just gonna pick an option. It's not that deep. One by one. All right, pick up from a wish list or give a surprise. Okay, I'm gonna cheat on this one. I want the thing where you would, like, fill out a Secret Santa thing. Like, what kind of candy do you like? What kind of alcohol do you like? What's your favorite color? What are some no-nos? What are things that you really enjoy? What's your favorite restaurant? You know, preferences, and then pick from that to give a surprise. That's what I'm going to say. That's the perfect option. But I guess besides that, if I don't really know the person, I'd rather just pick from a wish list. But if I do know the person, I really want to show them how much I know them by giving them something that they didn't ask for but will love. So, yeah. I'm going to remain undecided on that one because I can. So, yeah. All right. Love Actually or The Holiday? Still have not seen Love Actually, so it's gotta be The Holiday. This year we have to watch Love Actually. If I haven't watched it by now, y'all, like, hit me over the head or something, because I, like, it needs to be watched by me. All right, Michael Bublé or Mariah Carey? Michael Bublé, I'm sorry, he's just got this voice that is just, like, oh my gosh, it's so pretty. And he seems like a very funny guy. I really don't know that much about Mariah Carey. I mean, she can sing, you know, but I don't really know much about her. But Michael Bublé, like, my family doesn't really play. Michael Bublé is more traditional in my family. And so I associate that more with Christmas, even though All I Want for Christmas Is You is literally, like, every, like, first song on every Spotify Christmas playlist ever. I think Michael Bublé is just, you know, the guy. All right, wreath or garland? All right, if we are talking context, wreath because it's easier to put up, garland because it's prettier, but it is such a pain. But actually, a wreath can have, like, a bow and look really pretty. So I gotta say wreath because we do garland at my house, and it is such a pain to put up. Such a pain. It looks great, but it is so just. It's worth it, but it is such a pain. Like, I cannot emphasize that enough. It is, oh my gosh, we have annual fights about the garland. All right, fairy lights or candles? Gotta get fairy lights. I love fairy lights. We actually put them up in our room a couple of years ago. We didn't do it last year because we were too busy, and that was actually super sad. And I loved it. It was so magical. It's so beautiful. So yeah, I would say fairy lights because I love fairy lights any time of year, but especially Christmas because it makes me so happy. Oh my gosh. All right, ice skating or go to the Christmas market? Okay, actually, I would say go to a Christmas market. I worked the Junior League Christmas Jubilee here, and it was so fun. I was working it for the magazine because we had a booth, but it was a lot of people, a lot of booths, a lot of fun Christmassy stuff, and it was like it's an annual event, you know? It's really exciting, and so I would say probably that. I don't go ice skating very much, but I remember I went, and I was cold, which is to be expected, but I mean, I had a fun time, but I really like the Christmas market, and it's just fun to see, like, what you could buy. So yeah. All right, Christmas socks or Christmas slippers? Ooh, that's a tough one, but I really like socks because you don't really have to take them off if you're gonna, like, cross your legs, because sometimes I feel like when you're wearing slippers, it's like you're wearing shoes, you know? So I would say Christmas socks because they're easier and probably a little bit more versatile because you can just wear them wherever the heck you want. All right, Christmas necklace or Christmas earrings? So I typically always wear my Miraculous Metal, so I change earrings a lot and not necklaces. So Christmas earrings. I actually have some that are Christmas trees, and they're sparkly and they're pretty, so those are super fun. I actually wore them to the Christmas Jubilee, and that was a lot of fun to wear, and yeah. I also, there are so many different styles of Christmas earrings. You could wear really big ones, you could wear really dainty ones. So Yeah, I mean, there are probably different styles of Christmas necklaces, but earrings excite me a little bit more. Plus, I already have like a very staple on brand, I guess, if you call my brand Catholic, like on brand necklace. All right, Secret Santa for the group or gifts from all. I have a really big family, and recently we started drawing names for whoever we're gonna buy presents for because, like, if you're buying like 8 presents, I don't know, it's a lot. It's a lot. So I would say Secret Santa, to be honest, because I really think pouring your money and your thought into like one really nice gift for somebody can be a little bit more productive than buying gifts for everybody. Because it's not to say that I don't want to buy, like, I do want to buy a gift for everyone. I really do. But at the same time, it can just be difficult to, I don't know, especially if there are a ton of people. So I'd probably say Secret Santa. All right, decorate by early December or decorate later in December. My family decorates later in December. We decorate Gaudete Sunday, which, a little background, again, Catholic. Gaudete means rejoice in Latin, and it is the third Sunday in Advent, and it's supposed to be like a rejoice Sunday. Like, I think it's halfway there, you're almost there, something like that. And so we decorate that day because it just kind of seems very appropriate for us to decorate that day. And it's always made sense. So honestly, we do it later in December, rather than earlier. I don't mind people decorating it earlier, and I've definitely already been in the Christmas mood because I'm doing Podmas, but I do really like that our reasons for decorating later in December are like that it's an actual reason and it has significance. So I think that's very cool. So I would just say decorate on Gaudete Sunday. All right, candy canes or chocolate coins? Candy canes. I am all about the peppermint during Christmas because you can do it at other times of the year, but do people actually? Probably not that much. I just feel like chocolate and peppermint, oh, so good. And then also just peppermint during Christmas. Oh, I love it. So, yep, those are my this or that preferences, if you will. I had a really fun time doing this episode because actually some of them really stumped me. I chose them a little bit ago, so I really didn't remember what I was reacting to, which made me kind of feel a little bit more like, oh gosh, like what the heck, and put me on the spot, which was fun. So, I hope you enjoyed. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.